Governor Herbert asked President Obama on Tuesday to authorize the use of state and private funds to reopen Utah's 5 national parks. Today, the federal government had an answer. Utah has been given the go-ahead to work out a plan to reopen the parks during the government shutdown. Governor Herbert's Deputy for Communications, Ali Isom.
Sally Jewell, who is the Secretary of the Department of the Interior and the Governor, spoke this morning, and Secretary Jewell indicated that Utah can proceed to develop a plan for the reopening of the parks.
Isom says Utah would have to use its own money to reopen the parks and call back park workers. Zion National Park alone costs $50,000 a day to operate. Isom says the governor will have to work with state legislators and Utah's congressional delegation to appropriate the money, but they consider this to be a step in the right direction.
We consider this a major breakthrough. The governor's demonstrating that the state of Utah can find solutions. We can work with the administration. We can find bipartisan options that'll free up these local communities from this impasse.
It's not clear right now if the federal government will reimburse Utah after the shutdown ends. Utah's national parks have a huge impact on local economies, and the governor's office wants them reopened.
These local communities are simply hemorrhaging economically, and we're just trying to do what we can to get them back on their feet.
Isom says, according to the Department of Interior, Utah's parks can reopen in 24 hours once the state has a plan in place. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eric Jungblut.